Are you running on empty?
Welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. We're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kev. It is Wednesday afternoon, 12:30 here. Means it's time to get to the phones and give us a call here. We'd love to help you out. Take your phone calls here, 395-1450. If you have any problems with your computers, any general questions about your computer, we've even answered some random miscellaneous technology questions before, and we can at least give it our best shot if it's not necessarily computer-related, but we'd like to hear from you, 395-1450.
Or you can always send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you've got access to email, go ahead and send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com, and we will do our best to get to it on the show.
As always, Kev, our listeners can also check out our free podcast.
Yeah,
can't get enough of us during the week or during this time slot, or if you forget that we're on, or if we answer a question, you maybe would like to go back to that, listen to some more. It's
right.
A free download. The easiest way is if you have iTunes, of course, just go to the iTunes music store.
Type in WHTC and we will pop up and you can download our shows and listen to us anytime you want. An archive there of lots of old shows, so lots to check out. If you're interested, easiest way again is with Apple iTunes.
So. And you can even rate us on some of those.
That's right. You want to rate us.
That's right. One person gave us the one star, remember, because we said Norton was good.
Yep.
They haven't called us or contacted us, so apparently they're not listening still.
That's right.
But that's all right.
Or they are, and they just, you know, don't want to deal with it.
Maybe they installed it and realize it's awesome.
Yeah,
especially the newest version.
That's right. They installed 2009, and they're like, whoa, it's way faster than it used to be. So, I don't know. We'll see.
We've also got some news stories here because, as you know, the world of technology moves at a very fast pace. The information superhighway, if you will, Kev. Still one of my favorite technology things.
Never get old for you, huh?
No, I love it. It's great. The information superhighway.
That's right. Well,
it's a great way to describe it.
It is super.
So we've got some news stories here, of course. Here you go, Kev. Teenagers spend an average of 31 hours on that information superhighway per week.
Cruising on that information superhighway?
Teenagers.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Are cruising.
Cruising.
On average, 31 hours a week on the information superhighway.
31 hours. That's a good chunk of time.
That's almost a full-time job.
Yeah. Wow.
There is a study for solutions which allow parents to block access to certain sites. Kind of makes you wonder a little bit about that study.
Yeah,
but they spend, according to the study anyway, about 3.5 hours communicating with friends on MSN, 2 hours on YouTube and in chat rooms.
Per week?
Yeah, per week.
Okay.
An hour is devoted to looking up different cosmetic surgeries.
Oh, wow. That's time well spent.
Other, shall we say, non-productive type of websites. Basically, it's amazing here. 31 hours a week is what they found on average.
It's a lot.
So that means that people are spending more time than that and also less time than that.
Well, isn't it? That's probably pulling from the same data that said that average, child watches 7 hours of TV a day or something like that, which
man.
I find impossible to believe. Because
you stay up late, get up early.
I don't know how there's that many hours in the day. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they also, Kev, if you can believe it, find some time in that 31 hours to actually use the internet to help them study their homework.
Did it have a time on that?
Yeah, at least 3 hours a week spent searching for information regarding homework.
So
also known as plagiarizing other papers.
That's what I was going to say. How many looking for that new term paper
that's
they
right.
need to write?
So they're, you know, if you're concerned about how much time kids spend on the computer, which is a legitimate concern, we've had a lot of parents talk to us about that. There are a variety of ways to monitor, track, or even limit that time. Obviously, it depends what type of a computer you've got, but on Vista, especially the Ultimate Edition is built in, although there are a lot of other programs out there, paid or free, that allow you to set time limits for computers. Track websites, log, that type of thing. So if that's something you're concerned about, but man, 31 hours online.
That is a lot of time in the course of a week. I had 31 extra hours to do with something. I don't even know what I'd do.
Well, you got to figure, you probably spent, man, not 31 hours. I mean, outside of work, a few hours online.
Outside of work? Yeah, a few, but not many. It's just not enough time in the day.
I spent about a half hour on Facebook last night.
Oh, did you? Adding friends to your list?
Yeah,
you did, didn't you? Look at you. Little Facebook buddies.
That's right. Give us a call here, 395-1450. If you're listening and have any questions here for the computer guys. This next story is not meant to scare you in any way. I don't intend for that. But it's one of those stories. It's sort of an odd thing, and it does not happen very often. There is a mobile phone in China. A man had it in his shirt pocket and exploded, and it actually killed him.
Wow. I don't think I heard about that.
Well, typically you don't hear about a lot of news from China.
That's
unless
true.
You're searching for technology news.
Yep.
He had put a new battery in his phone, and a couple of things that they've been looking into. Number one, obviously in China, there's a lot of piracy or
there
counterfeit
was a legitimate
product.
Battery. That was
so,
one of the...
Yep. So what they were looking into is, was this a legitimate phone? I mean, because there are knockoff brands out over there, and then they don't hold those to the same high standards of quality that maybe a name brand one would have. And then also the battery itself. Was it sort of an off?
And not only the battery, too, you can get it with the charger. If the charger is not putting out the right amount of amperage or potentially voltage, that can actually damage the phone, and a legitimate battery will be damaged, or the actual phone will be damaged as well. So that, yeah, you've got all kinds of options there.
So a couple of the tips from that story, always use the original batteries, and that would apply to, I would say, laptops as well.
Yep.
And also to, you don't want to keep a mobile phone or a laptop in a place with a really hot temperature.
Yeah.
For instance, we heard that one story of the guy with the truck. What was that, in Texas or somewhere down south?
Hit a laptop and his... Threw it in the glove box.
Threw it in the glove box, parked it in the sun all afternoon, and then the battery exploded and all the ammunition started going too.
Oh, yeah, because he had a bunch of ammo sitting in the glove box too with the laptop in the hot sun.
Yep. So you're going to want to typically avoid that.
Remember that was watching that
and
video?
And again, this is a pretty rare thing. Oh, that guy was funny.
He was a piece of work.
Character.
Oh,
but,
man.
So if you've got that, keep it out of the hot sun. There was that battery just not even a block away here that exploded a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Haven't heard anything about that recently, but
yep,
that was...
I remember hearing about
again,
that.
Again, it's pretty rare, but let's go ahead, go to the phone lines here. Good afternoon, call. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I have a newer HP laptop, the DV6000, and my question is, I had this problem one other time where I went to my iTunes and I tried to play video, and it's like a green box. Now, what I did to resolve it before was go to the Restore Center, and I backed up the programs and everything to a latest date or a later earlier date, I'm sorry, and then that seemed to... fix the problem, and I have it again, and I backed it up to the latest or the earliest date possible, and it's still doing that. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, a couple different options. Short of that, did you try reinstalling iTunes at all?
No, I have not done that.
Okay, that would probably be the first thing. And iTunes for the video component sometimes utilizes QuickTime.
Oh, okay.
And so basically, if you're having issues playing video, it can be communication problems between iTunes and QuickTime if that integration isn't working quite right. So the first thing I would probably do is remove both of those programs. So from the control panel in the program section, add and remove programs, uninstall both QuickTime and also iTunes, which are both free downloads.
Okay.
And then if you go get the new iTunes download, I think it actually comes bundled with QuickTime. Or somewhere during install, it will ask you if you want to install that as well and say yes to that, and 90%, well, that'll probably take care of it. The only other thing to think about is potentially your video card driver.
Okay.
That would come from HP, from their website. There might be a new video card driver that will also address that issue.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for your call.
And one thing too, Kev, you don't have to worry about losing all your songs when you uninstall iTunes. It will leave that library there.
Yep, it maintains that library. So when you reinstall it, you can just kind of point it to that library, and it'll
find itself. It actually gives you the option to automatically search and become the default player. And it'll take a few minutes, depending on how many songs you have. It'll re-import all of your music so that you've got your iTunes library there. And let's go ahead and take another call here. Good afternoon, call. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, good afternoon. You came out and took care of my computer a few years ago. I have a Dell, and the sound was breaking up on it.
Okay.
And then since then, I've had it in for just to have you clean it up and all that. And now the sound is breaking up again on it. So does that mean, should I just bring it in again?
If you'd like to, yeah, absolutely. I would say if it's having problems with the sound, the computer as well as the speakers, then for something like that.
Well, I don't think it was before I changed the speakers. I had Dell speakers on there, and then I went to another kind.
You still have the same problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it's an issue where there's something that's conflicting with a sound card driver, or something isn't being given the right basically level of importance. So there's some changes that can be made. Often it's reinstalling the sound card or updating a driver or finding out exactly where the conflict is. But that's usually the best bet, is to just, you know, bring that in. We'll get it addressed for you.
And how long will that take? I mean, because I depend upon that for certain stuff.
Yep. It's going to take about depends. Okay. Depends on the problem. But, you know, usually within a day or up to 2 days, depending on the problem, we're back to you with what's wrong with it and what it'll cost to get it back up and running.
A while back, I called you because I kept getting these notice about Java, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you had said, well, there shouldn't be a problem, and I had it downloaded. And ever since I downloaded it, seems like it goes so doggone slow. But anyway, maybe I can discuss that with you when I bring it in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not to say that it's impossible that it would be Java, but Java's a pretty small program that kind of runs in the background. So yeah. It can always be uninstalled and put that back on again. But, yeah, if you bring it by... Just drop it off, and we'd be happy to take a look at it.
You're right off from Washington, behind Home Furnace, I think, right now. There.
Well, that's where we used to be. We actually moved this summer.
Okay.
We're now at 399 East 32nd.
East 32nd.
Yep, just west of US 31, right on 32nd and Apple.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
And we've, of course, got speakers at our office. We'll be able to test that all out.
Sure. That's actually kind of a common problem, sometimes even on new computers, where, you know, if the computer's doing something and you're trying to play sound or video, the sound just kind of breaks up.
It is a frustrating problem.
And it's annoying because I've seen it on computers almost right out of the box where that happens, and it's fixable, but, you know, it shouldn't be that way. But there's a lot of things
kind
that can
garbly
get,
sound, stacky almost.
Or it'll pause and then it'll pick right up again, you know, and it's usually as your computer's trying to do something else. And there's several different things that can affect that. And it's just a matter of finding the right one. So,
Kev, we've got some emails here. computerguys@whtc.com. This is from Dale, and he writes, my dad has an IBM DeskStar 40 gig IDE drive that presents the following. Clicks loudly after spinning up.
Uh-oh. I can tell you what's going on.
Not random, it says. Not recognized in the BIOS setup. We also checked it on two other computers. Tested as the master, slave, cable select modes, using two different known good cables. Boy, Dale's pretty good at troubleshooting here.
Yeah.
This makes us believe the drive is dead. Our questions are, number one, could this be drive electronics and more easily be recoverable? And two, if it has crashed, might it still be recoverable? In either case, what do you think the cost for recovery would be? Do you have any suggestions for this? Well, it definitely sounds like it's dying or dead. Our joke was, instead of the desk star, we called it the death star.
Yep.
Because there were a lot of these IBM desk stars that had problems. So, unfortunately, Dale, you're not the only one. You probably won't be the last one. But hard drives failing is definitely not uncommon. We see it quite a bit. We do a lot of repairs in computers, and they're mechanical, and it can be either a mechanical error or, you know, there's a lot of different things. Kev, a clicking drive. What were you just off your head? What do you think the chances of recovery or something like that are?
See, and that's hard to say, you know, because there's no guarantees with that. You know, cost is going to be an issue, because at this point, if it's not detected in the computers, you got some serious problems with that drive, and it's probably going to have to be sent away to a lab for recovery. And you're looking at anywhere between $500 and $2,500. So you got to evaluate, is it going to be worth the cost to get that data back? And for some people, it is. But we'd sent one away last week, and or a couple weeks ago, actually, to a lab that we're partnered with. And, you know, we thought there was a decent chance for recovery. And I basically got a response back saying it was unrecoverable. And, you know, these are some of the best people out there. They recover data from things that have been underwater, in fires, all kinds of problems. And, I was talking to the representative. I said, well, you know, how is it that a drive like this, which was just in somebody's desktop computer and failed is unrecoverable versus, you know, something that's been sitting underwater. He said, it doesn't really matter, like, the conditions. He said, what happens is when the drive fails in a mechanical failure like this, the way that it works is you've got the round platters, which actually store the data, and then you've got a little arm that moves over it, which is what
player.
Reads. Yeah, which essentially was what reads and writes that data. When that gets out of whack and that arm actually hits those platters, and sometimes that's what that clicking noise is, that can actually wipe the data right off the drive and at points can make it completely unrecoverable. So, and this is when they bring it into a clean room and they pull out the platters and they put them into a working assembly and try and get data back that way and still unable to do it. So chances of recovery, they're probably pretty good because, you know, data recovery specialists do a great job. No guarantees. It's maybe at worth at least getting it evaluated. Some places, $100 for evaluation. Other places, you know, do a free evaluation and then only charge based on recovery. So if it's worth it to you cost-wise to have it done, you know, I'd say at least $500 probably to get data back off of it.
The ones that, now keep in mind, Kev, too, we do a lot of data recovery at our office, which is a lot cheaper to have us do it than to have to send it away. We're able to recover off of probably 75% of the drives that are failing or failed.
Yep.
And it's a lot cheaper than having to send it away where it starts at $500. But it's definitely a frustration that a lot of people have. Well, one of the other things, now obviously it's a little bit late if their information is lost, but Carbonite, that is a great program that we've been recommending to a lot of people.
Yep.
It's cheap, easy to use.
They just offered it. You know, they've just opened the door for business users, and they've actually got a beta out for Mac users as well. So
for preventing that, obviously that's not going to help Dale in this situation. But Carbonite, Mozy is another one. Mozy actually has a free version that does 2 gigs or less.
So if you got a little bit of stuff, you know, it's not a bad way to go.
And
what's going on, Dave?
Nothing. I'm just going through here. Kev, last week we had gotten another email from one of our, I think it was from our podcast listener, Scott. And he was the one who was having the problems with the, password on his BIOS. Remember that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He had some problems with that. He actually was listening to our podcast at work and sent us an email here. And it's a lot of follow-up information. So I think what we'll probably have to do is take a look at it off the show.
It's got some model number and some name of the manufacturer. Okay, good. We could probably help him out with that.
Yep, absolutely.
Good.
And we also have one here. Somebody else wrote us here wondering, I don't think this is one that we could necessarily answer on a show because it's a pretty involved question. Can you please guide me through installing, uninstalling, and reinstalling Windows XP? Unfortunately, that is a pretty big process because you, first of all, it depends. Do you have information on there that you need backed up? If you do, typically you've got to figure out some way to get that off of there. But basically, the overall guide to it is you need the disks that came with your computer. You go through, you basically pop those in, reinstall everything. The toughest thing is basically getting all the right drivers and everything on there. So,
yeah, and that can be an involved process. So, unfortunately, it's not a quick 1, 2, 3 steps, you know, but really making sure that before you jump into that, that if there is any data that you're concerned with, that that all gets backed up properly and put back in the correct locations.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Kev. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on 1450 WHCC. Give us a call when we come back, 395-1450.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. WirelessAmberAlerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I love you, I love you, I love you. And I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. And if you really need me, won't you tell me? Baby, you're everything I've ever dreamed of. Yeah, yeah. Well, here in my heart, I give you the best of my love.
You love me too.
I love you and you love me.
Don't you love me anymore?
Certainly I love you.
1450 WHTC.
Are you running on empty?
And we're back. Just needed to take a little Valentine's break there, right, Kim?
That's
just,
right.
Just a chance to listen to a little romantic music.
Yeah.
Got the big big day coming up. On
big plans, Dave?
I don't even know.
Did you forget?
It's Wednesday. I don't plan that far ahead. Come on. Give me some credit.
Okay,
here.
What day is Valentine's Day?
I think it's Saturday, to be honest with you.
I think. Liz, I hope you're listening.
The fifth caller there, as that was the Valentine's Day montage, will be entered in to win, I believe. I'm not 100% up on the promos here, but...
Yeah, so somebody, if you're calling in, call in and you will get entered into something.
A lot of people out there, phone lines are all lit up here.
That's right.
But you are listening to the computer guys here, Dave and Kevin. We've also got some other news. Kev, what would it be, computer guys, we say this every week, without Google or Apple?
Oh,
well,
there
of course,
we go.
This one actually kind of makes sense. Apple is planning in one of their latest, patents. They've put in there some information for potentially doing video conferencing or video calls with the iPhone. Now, think about that. Because with
that's
video conferencing,
cool.
Oh, it is. I mean, that's really cool. Imagine, I mean, it would be kind of weird. You're walking down the street holding the phone in front of you.
Yep.
Be a little odd, but no, it's a really cool idea. But the camera is where on the iPhone? On the back.
Oh, yes, it is on the back.
So if they have any plans, then I think that we would probably see the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing that would make sense is if they did put that on the front, it would be a lot easier to take pictures.
Of yourself?
Well, of yourself, yeah.
But what about other things?
Right.
That's a problem.
There's no viewfinder.
You need two cameras.
Right.
Front and back.
That seems like a lot of work.
Well, speaking of the iPhone, they are gearing up for the $99 iPhone, potentially. Come this summer, Apple's expected to dip its toe in the entry-level market for the popular iPhone. This is by an independent report. And basically, two things. They're looking at an entry-level iPhone and also an updated 3G iPhone. So kind of both spectrums. You've got the entry-level coming in about $99. It's going to have the Edge network, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, the kind of lower res screen potentially, and a smaller memory. And the data plan is going to be more of a light data plan. And so this is going to be sort of for lighter users. And then the more full-featured, which is going to have more memory, a higher resolution screen, faster connectivity, bigger camera, everything like that. So they're both potentially going to be released June, July of 2009. So.
I liked it when Apple took the opposite approach of Microsoft, where Microsoft has like 10 versions of Vista. Apple had like, you know, just here are two iPhones.
Yep.
This one's 400 and this one's 600.
Yep.
You could choose which one you'd like. If they start getting too confusing, just like Microsoft does with all their different versions. Because, I mean, we have people all the time.
So what's the difference between this, and this?
I know, and I wish it was so much easier to explain it. And I do my best job to explain it in a simple way, but, man, it is confusing. You know, cars, a lot of time they do that, too. You get five versions of the same car.
Yeah, it's well, like, we've got the Package 1, the Package 2, the Package 3, the Package 4, the Package 5, and the Package 6.
What was it, seven versions of the Prius a couple years ago when we bought those?
Yeah, but you could only buy, like, five of them or something like that.
Or three, I think that is.
There's, like, some that you just couldn't buy, but they were there. I don't know. Kind of bizarre.
Kev, this is, we talk about video games on the show every now and then, even though technically it's not computers, but you know how.
But it is.
It's all kind of the same. Well, there was an article, a Forbes article that was printed. This is actually, this story right here is from Yahoo, but there's a Forbes article that says, you know, the Wii Fit, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Nobody loses weight. Nobody likes it. It's not that exciting. Well, so they posted that article, which quoted the notable video game blogger Brian Crescente saying, "I don't know a single person who has bought the game who uses it routinely after a month." Well, apparently Brian does not know many of the Yahoo readers, and they had a big response to that. A lot of people said that they've been using, if you stick with it, you will lose weight. One woman says she was able to lose 40 pounds.
Whoa.
Using the Wii Fit.
That's serious. How many hours a day? Didn't say?
They said they use it 6 to 7 days a week.
That's a serious commitment.
They bought it in September. The hula hoop, they say, is the killer.
You burn the most?
They do yoga, balance games, aerobics, even some strength exercises. So there are, you know, different people who say, you know, I use this, I've lost a little bit of weight. One person says that when their kids get in trouble, they ban them or ground them from all video games except the Wii Fit.
The Wii Fitness program.
Which sort of would, I would think, would turn kids against it, but...
I don't know. I think that's a pretty big loophole because it's still really fun. You know? It's not like you're... I don't know. It's not like it's really
what feels
like
exercise. What are those kids going to do with their 31 hours a week if they can't go on the internet,
true.
Right?
It's going to be a problem.
So, they say if you stick with it and you actually use it. But you know what? That's sort of like anything. You see training gyms on TV and the whole
thing. You stick with it and you use it, then it works. That's what it always comes down to, that discipline thing. You actually got to do it all the time, and then it works, not just whenever.
Our obligatory Google story, Kev, I've got two of them. Let me pick one. Well, this one was actually kind of a funny one. This is a couple of weeks old here. We had couldn't get to it on the show last week. But Google accidentally flagged everything on the internet as potentially harmful.
Ooh, I think I remember that.
There's about an hour or so when you had, it would put a little thing there that basically said this site may harm your computer. So obviously they did not mean to do that.
Yep.
And the other one, which is pretty cool, we've got a lot of customers who use or have downloaded, at least in the past, and used Google Earth, which is a fun program. You can kind of zip around the world in 3D, and yeah, the resolution's not the greatest, but it's still pretty cool. Google Earth is now unveiling that they're going to show the ocean floor. Have you heard about that?
I have. I haven't checked it out yet, but I did hear that they were going to do that. And speaking of things found on Google Earth, did you ever hear the one that some people found a guy sitting on the can in Google Earth?
No.
It's in Australia, and you can just see, like, it's out back behind his house, and you can just
see the faint
outline of a guy sitting on the can. So that got pulled down.
Well, there are a lot of videos out there where they tour you around and show you all kinds of cool things on Google Earth.
And somebody else found some treasure on Google Earth and is trying to claim it. So more stuff to talk about in the future. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. We are from Makatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd Street. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31. You can always give our office a call. 394-4940 is our number. And again, if you weren't able to catch us today, check out the podcast. Pass us on to your friends. Easiest way to do that, type WHTC into the Apple iTunes Music Store, and we will pop up, and you can listen to us anytime you want.
That's right. Well, thanks again, and have a great week.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC.